What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Greek Mythology Short Stories Podcast. I'm your co-host, Shane, and today's episode is going to be about Tantalus. Tantalus is another villain in Greek mythology. The next few episodes will be all about the scoundrels and monsters in Greek mythology. Without further ado, let's get into today's short story. Tantalus was the son of Zeus and a nature spirit who was sentenced to the fields of punishments after his death. Tantalus was the king of Sipolis, and he was extremely wealthy. He was also favored by Zeus, so his kingdom was very prosperous. He was the father of Pelops and Niobe. We will get into Niobe in the later episode. Anyways, Tantalus was very lucky, as the gods welcomed him to dine in Olympus. The food was amazing, and he was very happy. When he was about to leave, Tantalus got greedy and jealous, so he stole ambrosia and nectar. Ambrosia is the food of the gods and had many magical properties, whilst nectar was a divine liquid that could confer immortality or impose good luck on the drinker. When Tantalus returned to Earth, he also spread a lot of rumors about the gods and created a bad name for some of them. You might think the guy seems kind of dumb, but what he did next will shock you. Anyways, Tantalus cut his son into many pieces and made a stew out of him. Some sources say he did this as a sacrifice to the gods, whilst some others claim he did this as a practical joke. I personally don't really know which one to believe, as they both don't make any sense. Maybe Tantalus thought the gods would crack up and laugh together with him. Anyways, the gods quickly found out what happened, and thankfully only a few bites were taken. The three fates were goddess who wove the future and planned the death of everyone. Zeus forced one of the three fates to resurrect Pelops, who had been chopped to pieces. Thankfully, the magic worked, and Pelops was back to life. Zeus then took out his lightning bolt and zapped Tantalus and made Pelops the king of Sipolis. No one had committed such an insulting and disgusting act in the history of ancient Greece, so Zeus decided that Tantalus needed some special punishment. The guy was forced to stand next to a fruit tree and in a pool of water. You might think this wasn't some bad punishment, but there were two problems. The first problem being he had to stand there for eternity, which was bad enough. The major issue was that whenever he got hungry or thirsty, the pool of water would shrink and the fruit branches would move away. This meant that Tantalus could never satisfy his thirst and hunger. To make it even worse, there was an unstable boulder above Tantalus's head which could tip over any moment. The moral of the story is to never chop up your children. That's enough for today. Thanks so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode on Ixion. Follow me on Twitter @shortmiss.